They basically imply that she died, but they don't really delve into it yet.
It's the Full House thing where the brother moves in after.
And then he's working at a gas
station. Yeah, originally, actually. Did you hear this? You know about this? Fuck, what's his name? I can't even think of his name now.
Dave Coulier?
Yeah, I was going to say Dave Coulier was cast instead of Mel Gibson.
Really?
Just know this. You seen this?
Is that true?
Heard about this? No.
No, they should have cast him.
I made it up.
Fake news cycle.
Movies on video cassette.
Welcome to Strange Glow Video.
Guys, I'm eating junk and watching rubbish.
We're oozing with VHS, horror, nostalgia, and more.
New better block glow in the dark.
After it comes in videotape, you can get a glow in the dark hand puppet from the movie Casper.
And now, your hosts, Alec, Justin, and Nick.
Hey, you're not allowed to rent here anymore.
Yeah!
Hello, welcome to Strange Glow Video. Tonight, today, tomorrow, wherever you are is wherever we are. We're with you. It could be the future. It could be the past.
Well, it's going to be the future because this isn't live.
It's going to be the present for them. But it's the past for them, for us.
It's not true.
So tonight we're going to talk about an amazing film.
Oh, yeah?
An amazing film.
Signs.
Signs.
Starring David Duchovny.
Exactly.
And River Phoenix.
Oh.
The ghost of River Phoenix.
We're recording this live from the Viper Room.
It's Joachim Phoenix.
If you don't know, that's where he died.
Yes.
Outside of it, anyway.
Live from the Viper Room. We're conjuring his ghost.
Well, that struck a nerve.
That was his brother. His brother, Joachim Phoenix.
It's pronounced Joachim.
And, of course, Mel Gibson.
So, you seen all these UFOs being shot down? You seen this? You heard about this?
Yeah, there's UFOs all over the country right now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, it's a Chinese spy balloon was one of them. There's other things they have no idea what they were. We even shot down something for the Canadians. So we shot down something for America's hat.
Yeah. I've been, there's something in me that's leaving glasses of water all around and shit, too. I don't know what's
up with
that.
Well, there's lots of dust in the air.
I think that has to do with these balloons fucking with me.
Well, that's why we got our hats on tonight, because it actually prevents the aliens or the Chinese from reading our minds.
China.
The Chinese virus.
Was this tinfoil made in China?
Good question. It still blocks them.
Is it Walmart brand?
Yes.
Oh, it's probably made in Arkansas then.
Yeah, out of Arkansonians.
Mm-hmm.
So, while we're here to talk about Signs, I do have a couple of things I picked up this week before I, was boarding up the windows and everything.
Yeah.
Got a couple of VHS tapes.
You ever hit a home run? I heard you swung at everything, regardless of whether or not you hit
it. Yeah, sometimes.
Bloom of Doom, that sounds kind of hot. Look at those. I'd like to see her flower. Petals.
Look at the bulge on the Yellow Ranger, man.
Well, it's because in a
I know.
Version.
I know.
That's the thing. People trained us. You didn't know that you were groomed by Power Rangers to like
Asian ladyboys?
Yes. Yeah, Power Rangers groomed you for that. Kimberly's the only one that had a skirt on her outfit.
Look at the flower monster, too. Oh, yeah. That's the pussy monster.
I know. That's what I was talking about to begin with. That's awesome.
We're talking about these Power Rangers tapes I picked up at one of the local thrift stores for a buck each. I got three of them, so pretty cool. Got three different covers. There's one there with the Black Ranger, Zach, and obviously Kimberly on that one.
Why do you gotta point out that he's black?
Because he's the Black Ranger, just like Tommy's the White Power Ranger.
You're gonna point out that?
Yeah. You always have to say it that way, because that's what that's why he's popular in the South.
They made the Asian girl the Yellow Ranger.
He wasn't really popular as the Green Ranger, but when he became the White Power Ranger...
We had at least one or two tapes growing up of these, but not these specific ones, I don't think.
No, I had the... So they had an original series they released of those, so I had A Day at the Dumpster I got for my birthday in like fourth grade or something like that.
A Day at the Dumpster.
That was the pilot season one, episode one.
Was that like when they were a baby? They spent a day at the dumpster?
I got a copy of Nick's favorite movie... He has a tattoo of a quote from this movie, Scream 2, on VHS.
What quote? Is that movie quotable?
Yeah, the line you just have.
Top Gun.
Exactly.
1986.
Trilogies. Something about trilogies. Well, that's a third one, I guess.
Yeah.
I also found a copy, sealed, of the original Scream with the Neve Campbell cover, which is a pretty decent thing that... It's like 60, 70 bucks on eBay, you know? People go after that shit. I found two of these Weird Al music videotapes, and one of them I promised to Jacob Walsh from Yes Have Some, because it's the Jurassic Park cover.
Oh, nice.
But I was like, yeah, I'm keeping this one, obviously.
Amish Paradise?
Amish Paradise, Gump, Headline News, and Money for Nothing / Beverly Hills. Which I remember Gump and Amish Paradise, but not the other ones. But Weird Al tape, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah, I think that's about it this week.
Well, I haven't gotten anything too crazy. I've gotten some arts and craft supplies, and I got us a new solid-state hard drive for the podcast, which isn't super exciting for those of you out there, but someone in YHS Group Therapy mentioned that they were part of the Draw Slimer contest, and this is the issue that they were in. And I thought I had a copy of this already. I didn't. And so I went and found one, and for the same price as all the other ones going on there, I found a sealed copy that even has the 3D glasses in the back of the bag still. So, I mean, like, who doesn't want real Ghostbusters 3D glasses? I mean, this is awesome. So, that's what I got. Nick, did you get anything this week, or are you still just...
I got Birdo.
Oh, yeah, Birdo from Mario. He left it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
I mean, that's a crime. You can't leave children in the car.
Birdo.
Yeah, you can't get in a
lot. Just don't go violating it.
Yeah, Birdo's mouth is very suggestive.
Why didn't they put Birdo in Super Mario World with all the other dinosaurs?
Good question, Liguada.
When did you first see signs?
See, this came out in, what, 2002?
Mm-hmm.
Probably when it hit home video.
That's when I first saw it.
I didn't see this in theaters. This is a home video watch.
Some of us watched it at home one night.
I wonder who I did watch it with, because that would have been...
I was pretty terrified of it.
I'd have been about 20 when this hit home video, so I don't know.
They do a good job of fucking the hype on there.
Yeah.
Actually, the cast in this is amazing. Yeah, Rory Culkin's the other kid in there, and then... what's her name? She's in Little Miss Sunshine. And
Rory Culkin,
World.
Who would later go on to be one of the killers in Scream 4.
Yeah.
Mm. Joaquin Phoenix, who, you know, everybody knows him. Abigail Breslin, as you mentioned, out from Zombieland and a bunch of other shit now.
Little Miss Sunshine, I think, was one of her huge early
roles. That's a great movie, too. I like the title sequence for this. Mm-hmm. Just because when that music hits, it's great. I love it. They were clearly going for a certain Psycho / Jaws / certain vibe, and they got it. I think it worked.
Uh-huh, yeah. And this, was this his first movie? Was M. Night Shyamalan's? Is this his first movie after Sixth Sense?
I think so. Wait, Unbreakable? Was that 2000?
May have been. I don't remember.
Shit, I don't remember. That might even be... I think that's in between them, but I'm not 100% on that. Sixth Sense is 99.
Unbreakable's 2000.
Okay.
Is that right?
Pretty good films, though.
Sixth Sense was 99.
Yeah.
So okay, so he had back-to-back hits and then
three
a little bit.
Three pretty big movies. Well, I think The Village was...
'04.
The Village was popular, but people hated the ending, or...
I like The Village, okay.
I remember watching it.
Yeah I mean...
Lady in the Water, not so much, but...
They really...
I still haven't watched that.
No. I watched it when I was like really... I was like 14 or 15, so I was not into weird shit, so...
Doesn't it have Giamatti in it?
I don't remember. I saw it once in theaters.
Paul Giamatti or whatever.
I have to give it another watch sometime.
Yeah. I like him at least. So.
He's a talented filmmaker, though. He's done some good stuff. And
originally, Mark Ruffalo was cast as... instead of Joaquin Phoenix, and he was replaced last minute because he had to get some surgery or something, like a week before Joaquin Phoenix picked up the role.
No. Oh, shit.
A week before shooting.
He was exposed to those Omega radiation? What is it? The Hulk?
Gamma radiation?
Gamma radiation, there you go.
Yeah.
Huh. No, I think Joaquin really started his career, like really started picking up after this. This kind of opened the door for a lot of roles for him.
Yeah, it's the first time I ever saw him in anything.
Because it wasn't long after this that he did the Walk the Line. I think that was 2005.
Yeah, it's 2005.
So, he's good in this, too.
He's a good actor. I like him. Mm-hmm. He has some weird, funny shit in this to say. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Mel Gibson. I hope you get ripped by a pack of...
Yeah, that's Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah, we can't cuss this week.
I just... What he says...
No curses.
No, we're not...
Well, you can't say the R word or the N word on this podcast, regardless of what week it is, Nick.
Yeah, I was going to say
that. I know, but it reminded me that we can't cuss at all.
Yeah, sure.
Fuck. Have we yet? Damn it. No.
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 Damn
yes.
It. Damn it doesn't count anyway.
You just can't say the C word. Ever, though. Like, on YouTube, it's a thing. It doesn't like it.
Clowns?
Don't they say that all the time in, like...
Old videos, England? It doesn't get, like... thing like 10-year-old videos, they're not like going back and demonetizing those, but like, yeah, new stuff, it's, I don't know, it's weird, but either way, crop circles, right? Am I right? The crop circles,
this is relevant because in the mid-90s with the X-Files being like so popular back then, I remember watching a show about how they made crop circles on one of those like chasing aliens,
yeah, with ropes
shows.
And boards, and they mentioned that in this too.
Yeah, I love how they bring that the real life aspect to it. She's like, yeah, someone like could do this with ropes and boards in a couple hours. And you're like, huh,
yeah,
that's what people, I think they found that's what the real crop circles were done.
Yeah, no, I think they, yeah, they,
and when you're watching this, you're like, oh, this is what it's referring to when it says signs, because, you know, signs is on the poster and it's cornfield, so you're thinking that's what it's mainly referring to, which it is. It's referring, it's kind of a, it's a whole thing, but we'll get to that stuff when it starts popping up. But Houdini pees himself, and there's where you get the first hint about the vet, because he's like, doesn't want to call the vet. It's like, I'll call doctor whatever, and they're like, that's a fucking regular doctor, that's not the vet. And it's because the vet viciously murdered his wife.
Yeah.
On purpose, as we'll come to learn.
Yes, intentionally.
We get Bo talking about the contaminated water.
Mm-hmm. And she starts leaving these glasses around.
She gotta wonder, is all this gonna pay off sometime?
All the foreskin shadowing in this movie is pretty much amazing. They do it the entire film.
No, sir. Our job is just to move these, make sure there's plenty of watermelons at all point. On all times, whatever that's. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Something you get like it. That.
We know what you mean.
Burn. And Bo's watching Dexter's lab. Well, actually, that's the next morning. Then you have him putting his kids to sleep, and he sees an alien on the roof. At this point, he doesn't think it's an alien, but we, the audience,
they think
know
it's
an alien.
Neighbors or whatever.
Lionel Pritchard, who we'll meet later, who was in Wet Hot American Summer.
So funny how people are just in such random stuff early around this time.
So he gets fucking his brother, and they are like, wanna go give him an ass whooping. And they run outside and do their thing, and as a child, I thought this was funny because you can tell that Mel Gibson's full of shit. And I'm insane with anger!
Yeah.
He's it's like, time for an ass whooping!
We know he can get
angry. Well, he tells him, he's like, you gotta swear at him. You gotta swear
at him. Yeah, but now, you're like, come on.
You were holding back during this film.
Someone needs to play his voicemail over this scene.
Oh my god.
Holy shit. That's the director's cut right there.
I'm insane with anger. Jesus. And then she's watching Dexter's Lab, and it's a good episode too, actually.
Of course.
And as you're noticing, there's water all around, and she's saying, like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, she said, like, this one tastes like dust and something else.
You've had these peanut butter Santas this whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Nick's always over here rummaging around for food and drink and snack. And then he can't focus, because if he's not talking, he cannot focus.
I got a 30-year-old Jolt Cola.
Yeah, you want to
how many years
Jolt?
Old is these Santas?
They're from last year.
As in this previous Christmas season.
I would have eaten them, but they weren't very good. Like, you'll see the peanut butter to chocolate amount is not
great.
Yeah,
these are not. These are the worst.
He's eating Black Santa. No, I mean, like, not the chocolate. The design, isn't it?
The cover? Yes. That is controversial. I'm surprised more Republicans didn't get upset about that.
Goddamn Reese's. I'll never buy your products again. Black Santa. It was very dark.
I wish I had some Starry to wash it down.
Yeah, the whole it was dark thing.
I like that bit.
Then they're fucking pissed at the sheriff because it took her so fucking long.
Oh, yeah, and she's talking about the person, the old lady, spitting on the skateboards. And all I can think of is that scene in Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, when he comes out covered in snot.
Yeah, out of the hut. Yeah,
brutal. It's
fucking gross.
It's the same show on every station, he says, and they go and they watch. It's an India crop circle, and that's where you get one of the lines, either this is one of the most elaborate hoaxes ever created, or basically, it's real.
Which is, great. Thanks, Captain Obvious. I love that.
Right.
But it just shows you how ignorant the fucking news media is, and, you know, by then you're already in the 24-hour news media cycle.
Yeah, this shit's just fun, like, fun alien stuff to watch, you know? It's very Close Encounters. It's very taking from every good alien movie that's existed before it. And doing something new, too.
Well, and they, for as low budget as this was, right? You look, there's like not very many big, expensive shots in this film. Mm-mm. It all takes place in this CGI little farmhouse. And it works.
And there's like 11 seconds of the alien in this movie.
A lot of it's like a reflection of them. Like, yeah. In the TV. And...
yeah, exactly.
So he tries to distract him, takes him into town to get pizza. The kid wants book money, gives him book money, goes next door.
I have seen
12 soda commercials.
Yeah.
They're trying to sell soda.
Uh-huh.
Don't give me that salsa soda.
Da-da-da-da. Is that a Shasta Cola ad?
Yeah, I'm going to insert Shasta Cola ad here.
Don't give me that salsa soda. The same old cola. I wanna pop.
Did they even really have Shasta Cola ads, or is that something?
That's an 80s ad from it, but yeah.
Okay. Do they still sell Shasta at Walmart or something?
Yeah, I thought one of you was going to try to get some.
Yeah, I forgot today.
Do you find that? I thought grocery stores carried
it. You could find it at some weird like Dollar General or something like that, I'm sure.
Okay, because
Walmart
like,
had it listed on their website.
Okay, well, they still have like their Sam's Choice Cola,
yeah, that's
though,
what I figured
lots of times
that.
Instead.
I thought I remember getting Shasta at Kroger when I was a kid, but.
I've seen it at a bunch of different places.
But they have their big case.
You remember the Rocky Top Cola they had at Dillon's or Kroger would have been the same thing? Same parent company.
Back in the 80s and 90s?
Yeah, back in the 80s. They had like fruit flavored. I remember like grape, Rocky Top Cola grape. It was really good stuff.
Maybe.
Well, I was trying to find the actual ad from the from the movie, but I couldn't find that specific one, but I found one with the same exact audio. So I will
we'll
insert
play
that
it now.
I actually already played it.
Oh,
like a minute ago, then you interrupted me.
That was good. That was a good call.
It was. Well, one of you did. I don't remember. Yeah. But either way, yeah. And then you see he's over in the recruitment office. You get that whole bit about
that fucking recruiter's fucking.
That recruiter's awesome though, because he reminds me of like.
Why aren't you in the major leagues? Getting your toes licked by a beautiful woman.
He seems like a fucking Lynchian character, right? He just seems like something straight out of Twin Peaks, and I love his character for that reason.
Yeah, because he's just very specific and weird.
Yes, he's odd, eccentric,
and
like, to the point.
I've got it figured.
And then as a buddy that's enlisting...
Lionel Pritchard, the one who they thought was running around on the roof and shit.
Yeah, this idiot, I guess, went to school with him and is talking shit. He's like, yeah, you strike out. He's like, it was hard for me not to
swing. You got the strikeout record, yeah.
I don't know what I like better. The soda, like, out of these three interactions that they're all having in the town, I don't know if I like the soda reference better or the girl being like, I said shit like 400 times and
with him,
bastard.
Yeah. What about douchebag? Is douchebag a swear word? He's like, well, it depends on the context.
How about John, you're a douchebag for kissing Brenda or whatever she says.
She's like, so then it's 75, not 37.
Yeah.
And then when they get back in the car, he's like, no one is to ever be around her alone.
Mm-hmm. And then they see M. Night Shyamalan, and it's his role as the vet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a great cameo of him in there as his character.
He likes to appear in his movies. A lot of directors do. I kind of like it. It's fun. He does a good job. So you're still kind of wondering, you don't, if you're watching this for the first time, you don't, you know, from a filmmaking storytelling perspective, you don't know what's happening. You don't know why. You're kind of curious. You're like, okay, well, Mom's clearly not in the picture here at this point. I can't recall if they've referenced her being actually dead yet or not, but...
No, that...
Maybe implied.
Probably, lightly at this point, but...
No, because they say... They basically say it was nice of you to move in.
Oh, yeah, she had that. After what happened. So you're kind of...
They basically imply that she died, but they don't really delve into it yet.
It's the full house thing where the brother moves in after.
And then he's working at a gas station.
Yeah, originally, actually... Did you hear this? You know about this? fuck, what's his name? I can't even think of his name now.
Dave Coulier?
Yeah, I was going to say Dave Coulier was cast instead of Mel Gibson.
Really?
Did you know this? You seen this?
Is that true?
Heard about this? No.
No, they should have cast him.
I made it up.
Fake news cycle.
Then we have the baby monitor scene. That's pretty fun. You get some spooky sounds on there. This creeped me out as a kid.
Spooky.
Well, I love how they set it up because he's so fascinated with her radio when she's visiting the house and doing all the reporting. And she's like, oh, yeah, if you got a old baby monitor from your sister, you can use that as a walkie-talkie one way, but it'll still work.
Yeah, so that scene's cool. They get up on the roof and eventually they hear the predator clicking noises. Come on, kill me! I'm here! Get to the chopper!
That is a Predator movie we haven't seen. One that just takes place in rural America. Like, we've seen one
with
in the
rednecks,
city. We've seen
rednecks
there,
versus Predator.
Oh my god, I'd pay to see that. Make it happen, please.
Oh, I like it. Mel Gibson goes out there to feed the dog, and the dog's barking at the corn, like, nah, dude, something's fucking out there. And he's like, Isabel, you're going to feel very silly when all this turns out to be a make-believe. Like, he's comforting himself by telling this to the dog, because obviously the dog is just, like, telling him there's something there. That's a funny scene to me.
Well, I love how... Joaquin's telling him, the kid, he's like, man, he's like, that's just nerdy stuff, man. You're falling into the nerd stuff.
And then, yeah.
And then,
old nerds were doing it 30 years ago, and new nerds are doing it now.
And
why can't they get girlfriends? That's what Bo is saying. Like, that's her takeaway.
But it's brilliant, because when you see him on the couch, like, you see his changed mindset, and you're like, oh.
Well, yeah, he goes in there, he's like, all right, let's turn on the TV after he's experienced some shit.
For sure.
And he's like, the kids fall asleep, and he's like, you think this could be the end of the world? And he's like, yes. And he's just like horrified.
Yeah.
He's like, is that not the fucking answer you were looking for?
Yeah.
And then you have this conversation. I always really like this scene, even though it's, you know how it pays off.
Mm-hmm.
I can admire this for its storytelling aspects. And still think that Catholicism and Christianity is insane.
Mm-hmm.
But storytelling-wise, this is a fun talk. He's talking about the two groups. The first group experiences luck, and they think it's coincidence, a sign, that a miracle. And the other group thinks it's pure luck. And they're suspicious, basically. And they see these lights as 50-50, good or bad. And the other people see them as a miracle. And he's like, and you have to ask yourself,
do you feel lucky?
I was waiting for it. Which kind of person you are? And he's like, tells him that story about the vomiting and putting the gum in the cup, which I always think that story is a little too cheesy.
Yeah.
But whatever. It's fine. We're looking at the question this way. Is it possible that there are no coincidences?
Yeah, from the storytelling standpoint, that's great. I mean, they really get the point across and kind of make you wonder, okay, like, this seems pretty well thought out.
But I like it when he gets to, which type are you? And he's like, do you feel comforted? Yeah. Then what does it matter? And then he goes on to tell him, I never told you Colleen's last words. And then he proceeds to say, there is no one watching out for us. We are all alone. And then you get the first flash to him arriving at the accident.
Yep.
That's the music that's playing in Scary Movie 3. When he arrives.
Funny fucking pulse.
He's going, da 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 da. He's like not even aware. He's pulling up to the accident.
She's all pinned on the...
She broke her wiener.
Exactly.
She's pinned against the tree over there. She went out for a jog or a walk or whatever, and then the old...
Well, yeah, at this point, he just says, like, how bad is it? And then they kind of, like, cut away. Like, it's very quick on the first time.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of the next morning, 11 a.m., and all the lights that were in the sky are gone. He's like, but they're still there. Schools are closed. They keep showing this footage of a bird flying across the sky and stopping midair and falling to the ground.
I just think Independence Day, when I hear them talking about that, like the shields being up.
They have their cloaking devices on.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then they're talking about the crop circle map theory.
Yeah, is using his map.
And he goes and finds them wearing tinfoil hats. What a bunch of stupid motherfuckers, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Who would wear a tinfoil hat? Don't want any aliens listening in. They have to watch it on YouTube like the rest of you.
Basically. Dr. Bimbu. Dad, you had a tone. And then you get that thing where they're like looking in the book, you know, and they see their house or whatever. But it looks like our house. And there's two children and an adult body. And you're just like, eh, okay. A little bit cheesy, but I get it. Still fun. And then apparently Reddy called him and left a weird voice message, like it wasn't actually there or whatever. So he goes and he's like, all right, I gotta go find out what Ray's...
I guess that's what's going on. Yeah. Yeah, something really weird. So he ventures over there and finds him about ready to skedaddle out of town.
Yeah, and he takes this time to finally apologize to him, basically... Because he was like, yeah, I just fell asleep. I was working late. Had to be at that right moment. And then that's where the movie's toying with the idea that it was meant to be that she died, basically.
Yes, they start flirting with that and letting you know, like, hey, this is where this might be wanting to go for you.
So.
Is that when we get the full flashback, or is that down in the basement later?
It's not there yet, you know.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, so he goes inside the house, and after he...
Well, see, there's two more flashbacks. We don't get the full one.
That's the one they're in the basement. Like,
no, that's the middle one.
Oh,
there's still more to go. Is when they're up in the living room. As soon as you see the alien holding the kid, it cuts away again. Mm-hmm. That's when you see the don't open the pantry, father. In that whole scene.
Yeah, don't open the pantry.
He cuts the fingers off of the motherfucker, which was that was the most terrifying scene as a child. More terrifying than the Bigfoot alien scene.
The birthday party.
Well, I love that scene because the payoff for that scene later on makes the ending that much scarier because you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful. So he goes in there. Yeah, he's seeing this thing. Can't really see it. And then at the same time over at the house, right, isn't that when they're starting to realize that the things can, like, cloak their skins and, like, blend in? Because he keeps watching the scene. He keeps watching that scene over and over where the... it sounds like they're speaking Spanish. And
at the birthday party,
yeah, you see them at the birthday party, and you see like the alien step out from a tree, and it's like green, and then kind of changes color to blend, which I think is actually pretty effective.
Mm-hmm.
They have the dinner scene, which is interesting. They decide to make a bunch of different food, and then they have a family crying moment.
The Mel Gibson comes out.
Exactly. Stop crying! I hope you get by a pack of.
That's actually kids. That's some of his best acting in the entire film, I think. Like, when he's sitting there, like, he genuinely looks interested in the food because he's talking about food, and he's like, oh, yeah, and all this, and what do you want? I love how they basically just assume they're all going to die that night, so, like, here's your last supper, and, mm-hmm. like, everyone's going to make what they want, and, yeah, that's a good scene. I think that really tells the story, like, he's given up all faith at that point, which...
They start telling the birth stories for comfort once the aliens start breaking in after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they go down to the basement, and you get another flashback.
Yeah, because they realize they didn't fucking board up the attic entryway.
He's like, you ruined your mom's vagina.
Basically.
That's what he told him.
I couldn't even fucking... It was like throwing a hot dog down a hallway after that, son. You're worthless to me.
You just ruined her.
Mm-hmm. You know what I do now? I just shove the whole fleshlight in there and fuck that.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just being rude and obnoxious on purpose. Don't mind me. I know vaginas. They're elastic, motherfucker.
What's that?
They're very... they know what they're doing.
What's that joke that Funkhauser tells on the...
You can't have permanent damage, of course, but, you know.
What was the joke Funkhauser told on the Seinfeld set?
Oh, God, I don't know. I hate that season.
They bought some kind of meat and put in there.
Oh, God.
I can't say the word he says, I guess. By the way, your C word's in the sink.
Jesus.
Wow. All right.
Then they forgot Isabel outside and the dog gets killed.
Yeah, that does
the
suck.
Other dog, anyway. We didn't talk about the other dog. We skipped over
it. Yeah, it stabs it with a...
Rude.
One of those barbecue fork things.
Fucking brutal. And then the radio's back and they get out of the basement after you get the whole basement scene, which the basement scene is fun and interesting, and it's more telling and more about him and his relationship with God again and his faith, and don't take my son from me, because when I was a kid, I didn't understand that he was talking to God when he's like, I hate you.
He said, give me back my son.
I want my family back.
Yeah, he's really going through some shit right there, and then that almost has like Night of the Living Dead vibes, right? When they're all boarded up in the house like that, this really pulls from a lot of different things, and I think it makes it interesting. And then they're like, oh, we feel a breeze. And they're like, oh, yeah, we used to use basically it was a coal-fired furnace. So
that comes from War of the Worlds.
Yep.
And then you see the kid almost get grabbed by him. That's when the lights get turned out and some more fuckery happens. And overall, they end up fine out of the basement. They get out of the basement in the morning. But I like how they listen to the baby monitor. Like, yeah. You got to be sure. And there's no static on, so like, good enough for me.
Yeah, and then the... is it the news that basically is saying, yeah, like, they all left overnight, so it's safe? You know, they all basically retreated.
He goes to get the TV for the kids so he can see him dancing. And then that's when you see the alien reflection in the TV holding him. And then that's when it cuts to the last flashback and shows you the, you know, fucking her dying and shit. And swing away, Meryl. Tell Meryl, swing away. And then it cuts back to him, and he tells Meryl, swing away. And then you're like, oh, cool, the water, the death, her dying, the baseball bat, everything, him moving in there. That's why he has asthma, he's saying, you know, after...
Yeah.
All of these things are planned by God.
Yeah, and his lungs are closed up. He'd been out of his medicine, you know, and like when he goes out there and they finally revive him and the alien gasses him and then he comes back, you know, it's... It's very well written. Like, I like that amount of thought going into this.
It is. It's a little goofy, but it's fun. I like it.
I mean, when you look at movies or at the time doing similar kind of stuff.
Well, he does lots of... He likes at the end of the movie for there to be some sort of interesting realizations or twists.
Yeah.
They called the twist in this is that they're water. It's less of a twist. It's just the water, a realization.
It doesn't really make sense, though.
Yeah, and you forget...
It's fine. I don't give a shit.
The vet says he's
from a different planet.
Yeah,
why wouldn't it make sense?
Because of biology and...
What? And human biology?
Well, no. It's the chemical reactions that are necessary for water, for organisms, but also...
Earth organisms that you're familiar with.
Yeah, but also it doesn't make sense that they didn't realize that the Earth is 70% water and that water hurts them.
Yeah, but they said they weren't here to take over the Earth. They were here
doesn't bother me at all.
But if it starts raining, then they're going to die.
That's the least of my concerns with anything in this movie. Yeah, I never got that complaint. That's a complaint that's like, I don't know, just like sounds like you didn't like the movie. Have a good one.
No, I like the movie. That's just the thing that doesn't make a lot of sense.
And I think
it makes perfect sense. They're aliens. If you go to another planet and you don't... There's literally water on Earth that can kill you.
But there's water everywhere.
What's your point? Maybe it's the only planet they found that's habitable at all. They don't have an option. You know, there's... I just don't think the water thing is a big deal. That's all.
The water thing to me, the part of the story that makes that make sense in the movie is that they realize they're not here to take over.
Plus, they had already left when they realized... that's what happens. When they're hitting that... All of them have left. That one's only there because he was injured and locked in the pantry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
figure out a way, and then he's going there just to get revenge.
It started raining.
Yeah, they're there to feed, too, which at some point, okay, you can say, well, if you're going to eat people or whatever else, whatever you're looking for the people on Earth for, I see the argument there because, yeah, we all have water in our systems. We're made of mostly water, but is it the chemical reactions of other things within us, or did they get here and realize that we didn't have the... I mean, they don't need to explain why they leave.
Yeah.
It's assumed that people figured out they couldn't like water, but they could have eaten us and, you know, eaten a human and died and then been like, fuck, they're made out of water.
Well, one of them says they must have found a way to defeat them or something.
They were also using hand-to-hand combat, they said. So that wouldn't be much against actual military and shit if there was...
Well, no, that That alien's like naked, no weapons, no tools.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It'd be easy to fucking just blow a motherfucker up.
Well, and I think that's another thing I really like about this movie is they don't go into like any full-scale military bullshit at all. It's just like very small and contained. Well, yeah,
they said they didn't want to like attack from the sky because then humans would use nuclear weapons and would...
Well, yeah, would ruin everything for them. Yeah. So. Makes sense. I mean, I enjoy this film a lot. I hadn't seen it in a long time, and I just threw it on. I was like, okay, this is good. And then I watched it again when we decided we were going to talk about
it. I watch this movie probably once a year. I just love alien movies, and it's easily in my top five.
Well, and this draws from so many other movies. Like, the other, like, Mel Gibson's character feels like he's straight out of From Dusk Till Dawn, right? You got this preacher that's basically got to find his way back and has given up their faith because they've lost a wife. And now they've got to basically find that faith back again to get through their situation.
Yeah.
The parallels there are pretty interesting to me. It's not like a direct for that, but that character just feels like Harvey Keitel's. So, well, which makes me like it even more, honestly.
Let us know what you think of Signs. What are we going to rate this? I'm going to rate it.
How many glasses of water out of 10? I'm going to give this 8 glasses of water out of 10.
I'm going to get it 10 out of 10.
Oh, shit.
Perfect, huh? I'd say 8 also.
It's borderline. It's like one of my most rewatched movies, so yeah.
There's not a lot of stuff in this movie that I thought, because I watched it twice.
It's one of those awakening movies for me when I'm 11. Like, okay, I'm starting getting into weird thrillers and alien movies and shit, you know? Like, I wouldn't call this horror, but it's definitely a thriller.
Who'd you most want to bone?
Joaquin Phoenix. He's telling me I'm wrong.
Sexy vegan right there, huh? I like that, huh? Compassionate man.
Mm-hmm. He would make sweet love to me.
I'd say the wife if the bottom half still works.
Jesus Christ, if the bottom half still works.
You need to watch Scary Movie 3 again.
Yeah, I know.
She breaks
the donut out.
Exactly. Is she split down the middle like the sandwich? No.
Look at this taco.
Jesus
Christ. Can I get... if she's still alive, can I get 5 minutes with the bottom half?
And yeah, that's
she,
what it was.
She goes like... What I don't understand what you're saying. And he goes, let me explain. Holds up a hot dog and a donut.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen. Playing, arguably, I think Charlie Sheen's way less problematic than Mel Gibson, to be perfectly honest. He's an insane person, but he's not like Mel Gibson level of insane to me.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen just likes to party.
I would still...
Yeah, that's
true. I would still be like watching new Charlie Sheen movies if he's in them. And I have. Not many, but... Mm-hmm. I would not feel the same way about Mel Gibson.
You're not going to watch Lethal Weapon 5?
I haven't watched Lethal Weapon.
Really?
So I'm good.
They're really not that great. I watched the four of them, I don't know, a couple years ago, maybe.
Was it like...
First time since a kid.
I have the first one on VHS just because I bought it.
Was it Lethal Weapon 4 that was like free and like one of those like...
Yes.
When you used to buy a DVD player or the PlayStation, you could get a free movie.
It came with...
they give you like the mail-off coupons.
We got that and Lost in Space and...
Oh, God.
Something else. The 90s Lost in Space, the late 90s one. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
With Joey.
Yeah. I had toys from that movie.
Fuck yeah, that's a toy. That's the new toys you need to start looking for and collecting.
They got a new Lost in Space TV show. I watched the first episode.
I've heard it was good, but I don't give a
shit. Was that the Netflix one from a couple years ago?
I think it's Netflix, yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah, let us know your favorite alien movie if it's not Signs. I think this is really good because it breaks the mold of alien films.
If I'm going to say what I think is the best one, that's like the most...
Your favorite alien movie?
Yeah.
Fire in the Sky?
That would be in the top five.
That's the scariest.
My number
one's
going to be Close Encounters. I think it's better than E.T., and that's just me, but I like it better than E.T., so I'm going to put Close Encounters, Signs.
I don't think E.T. is a good alien movie. It's just, he happens to be an alien, but it's not like a...
Fire in the Sky.
It's not like a first encounter, alien invasion.
The Arrival.
Yeah.
Contact is less of an alien movie, but Project Alpha is
Project
a movie.
Alf, yeah.
I actually watched it again the other night. I love that shit.
It's wacky, but it's amazing. All right. Well, we will see you soon with another episode. So,
subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/strangeglowvideo. Maybe we'll be putting some of these extra setup clips and some shit like that on there.
Behind the scenes and nonsense.
While we're setting up and before we're hitting the record button,
our tinfoil hat crafts
Yeah.
Arts and crafts.
Yeah, arts and crafts.
Good night, everybody.
I have to return some videotapes. I have to return.